Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This documentary does a really great job of understanding what this Teacher in Space initiative meant for the space program, and how it was being broadcast to all these classrooms across the country. There are people listening right now that were, and you watch it while you're in high school, you're in middle school. So it's everybody was watching it at one time because it was the biggest. You were going to get lessons from space for the very first time.
And you happen to have stomach cramps that morning, slacker. How do you feel about that?
He won't let me stop the heat. Luckily, my turban is full of crab cake.
Your turban is full of crab cake. I don't know what that means.
He hung up. Mike, you hung up. I mean, Jackie, you hung up.
Maybe he'll call back.
Oh. Ron.
We have fun with him.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, Maddie, do you want me to tighten my shot up a little bit now that we've been discussing everything? Do you need me to tighten my shot a little bit?
Let's do maybe a click.
A click. That's what I thought.
Okay. Hi, Maddie.
Hello. How are you, Rob? How
have you been?
I'm great. How's that? Yeah, that looks great, Mike.
I thought so. Anyway, sorry about that, folks. A little technical stuff behind the scenes. And by the way, that little stuff that we fussed with for all that time, I file that under the category of worth it. It really is nice seeing you guys so crisp and clear today. So I think that's what we're going to do.
Boom,
so
bam.
If that's okay with everybody.
Cool enough.
Boom, bam. I like it. I like it when we don't waste our time about something. That to me is very good. Like our crew. I like our crew, everybody, all hands on deck, and I don't tell you all enough, I appreciate it every day. I do. It's wonderful. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay, usually Monday is weigh day. Weigh-in day. Yes, okay. Weight day. Today, I got a free pass because of the birthday weekend. I said, can I weigh myself on Tuesday? I am here to say there's something I have learned.
Uh-huh.
Fasting does not matter if when you break your fast, you eat crapola, especially sugar.
I didn't know that was a contributing factor.
Well, look, they say delay, don't deny. That's the theme for fasting. But I think
slogan for Tom Delay, I thought.
Delay, don't deny. I think you can deny yourself certain things on a regular basis.
But don't they always,
like Culver's regular concretes
when people are spouting the beauty of a diet, don't they always paint with broad brushes? Like when they first said, you know what, Atkins, all you do is eat steak and bacon and the weight falls off. That's it. And that's not the case.
It's always going to be the same. No matter what you do, you have to eat. So the key for me is not only to delay, but then just to eat the way I had been eating when I was doing very well. I had thought, like so many fat people, that I could almost write a book on things you eat that make you feel like crap will not be good for you. You will have, for example, I will even use a Diet Coke as an example.
All right.
But I'm out in 95 degree heat, and I break my fast with... hold on. My son's coming in here. Why? What? Oh, you want me to show this?
Is it special time?
You can bring it in.
It's specials, yeah.
Specials.
First of all, put your head. Is this specials? Are you in specials now? Oh, you got to go back to school? Is mommy home?
Hey.
All right.
Thornton Mellon.
Very good. His piano, he got an A+. Not an
good.
A. He got an A+ on his piano, and he got a trophy. And we promised him the Fortnite bazooka.
Oh, yeah.
That was on sale at Target for $26. And that's the Fortnite.
Cool. Wow.
That is fantastic.
What's the velocity on that guy?
If I could take the shot.
Oops. Oh, looks just like.
It's kind of like Mike O'Mara.
Sorry, dear.
Sorry, like Carla. Misfire.
Hey!
All right, there it is. There it goes.
That's right. Sometimes twice.
So, thanks. Where the hell was I?
Oh. You're talking about eating too much.
Eating a concrete.
I broke fast and I had a Diet Coke and a hot dog. And I hadn't eaten for, 18 hours, 19 right. hours, whatever it was. I can't even describe how it made me feel. So horrible, mm-hmm. so awful. If you broke that fast with something just real food, just real, real food, if you had just had even a steak
yeah.
and a glass of water, it would have been a different thing.
Your
or whole
signature
milk.
Dish.
Steak and a glass of water. So the results today, after being 5 pounds down,
yes.
were 5 pounds up from a week ago.
Oh,
And I, if you want to know how to start your day and ruin it, it's that. Not yeah. 2 pounds, you get a little depressed. 3 pounds, what am I doing? 5 pounds, FML,
yeah.
just beat my head. What, are you talking to me? Carla? No, Carlos.
There seems to be a lot of action. Your
yeah,
your backdrop was really
yeah,
wiggly
there,
earlier.
A lot of activity.
Yeah, like hey, Carla. Wind. What's going on back there? What's going
sorry.
On?
Sorry.
It's not our time, Mr. Hand.
You want to pop in for a second and talk about your new product? I'll give you a moment. We're feeding the family here. Now that it was belt tightening Monday, and now it's going to be
BTM.
Back to the grind.
On
back to the grind
levels.
Tuesday.
On multiple yes. levels.
Well, yeah,
or do you not want to come in at all, Carla? Or just leave me hanging. Just disrupt the show, but don't tell me anything.
Timing is brutal, Mike.
Jesus Christ. I don't know what's going on.
You're just trying to help. How can you help if they don't help?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, man.
Oh, that's brutal. Wow. If you showed up like that, Carla just got out of the shower.
Mm.
Look out.
I'm not going to. You have to bring that in and present it to me. You have to come in from the side and bring that to me. Just for a second. Let me see. First of all, let me
all
see.
All is forgiven. No you one see how that see. Tone changed
let,
right
let
away.
Let me see, and I'll decide man. Whether it's appropriate or not.
Right.
I don't think anybody'd see anything. Yeah. They would?
Until they do, and the internet's forever, Mike.
That is.
Oscar just talked me out of it. Said the internet's forever.
That's what he wrote on his wedding card.
All right, these are Carla's new products that she's debuting this week, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
This is what allows you. I can't believe you're making me do it this way. You can't, put a T-shirt on or something.
Well, now it's getting hostile.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. These are her new products. This is Trilogy Laboratories Facial in a Box.
Oh, beautiful.
Beautiful.
This allows you to give your own facials.
I like the colors.
Very nice colors.
Very happy.
This is Hello Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
And this gives you, what do you do? It's lip kit. It's a lip kit. I dated a lip
your lips.
Kit at American University.
Mike. Hello, beautiful. Mike.
maybe pop in sometime. You can do your own selling. Okay.
This from Pony. Is the lip kit for up there or down there?
Stop it, Pony.
Boy, Matthew Bloom, you
what
pervolino.
The hell?
I would never.
You pervolino.
That's, you know what? This quarantine is really, yeah.
that came from
really
Oscar.
Got to him.
Now, maybe he picked one up for his dolls.
that's down there. So anyway, terrible. Oscar, I don't think you relate to this, but maybe you do. You've tried to lose weight before. When you're trying to do something and then you have a setback,
right.
It's just it's a real
Mike,
it's a real drag.
I can speak from experience as a new fat guy. What I feel is tragic is for let's say last week. Last week I ate all that junk food, right?
Right.
Like F it, I'm a new fat guy.
Right.
And then I got on the scale on Monday morning because, as you recall, I bought a scale to put right next to my bed to keep myself honest every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Good
and
thing.
All
but
weekend,
to also hide information from Peach.
Correct. I don't want her to know, though I think she knows. We had such an active weekend of lifting and moving and pushing and pulling and doing all kinds of different work that really wasn't enjoyable.
Right.
That I had lost half a pound after all of last week's eating. I thought I was going to be at least 7 pounds up because honey bun, honey bun, honey bun, Cinnabon, honey bun, honey bun, honey bun. I don't know what gets you fat. And I'm not bragging here. I know it sounds like it's a humble
so
brag.
That's a lot of pure refined sugar
yeah.
and
yes.
carbohydrates.
Now,
and preservatives as well, Mike.
Then I work out on Monday, and then this morning before I came to work, full workout at home, back on the grind.
Right.
And I jump on the scale. Nothing. No,
Carla said to me, "What you put in, work, you can't work out what you the bad stuff you put in."
Well, it depends on what. Look, I
and actually, she was talking about food.
I
right?
disagree. If you're, that's a, like, if I was working out in the past.
Such an ass, Rob.
Pony wrote it.
If I work out, at least before I was 42.
Right.
If I had, let's say, number one for McDonald's, which is easily 2,000 calories. If I, and then I went and played soccer the next day for an hour and a half, 2 hours in the outdoors.
Burn it up.
Gone.
Gone.
Gone. Now, I don't think that's the case.
Well,
I think it takes
also
double the work.
I think the burning has to do with your ongoing metabolism, which you are playing soccer at a regular basis.
Yes.
You can't just jump start your metabolism by playing soccer once in a while. It has to be a regular thing.
Right.
Like my resting metabolism of zero remains at zero because nothing ever gets done. But if you do something on a regular basis, it slowly speeds up.
Negative four.
I didn't think your metabolism could get sped up.
No, absolutely. With exercise and frequent small meals, absolutely.
There's in the 1980s, I know a lot of guys at the radio station that were able to speed up their metabolism. They did it all the time.
They did all they had to do was play a record before it was popular.
Yeah.
I see the joke you're making.
Cocaine humor. Yeah. There you go.
Those guys were always skinny. What actually is tragic is fat cocaine addicts, because they've got two problems.
Yeah.
That to me, I mean, I've never been, addicted or even tried cocaine. I was terrified of it. I've told that story before, that during the 80s, there was a lot of that floating around, that horrible, insidious drug, which I still consider to be a horrible, insidious drug. I mean, cocaine's one of the drugs, along with heroin, you can try it one time and it can kill you. And I always used to think about it. But I thought more along the lines of, first of all, I observed a lot of behavior that I did not care for. Mm. I would much rather deal with a sloppy drunk than somebody who was all coked up any day of the week. I would prefer that. So I saw this behavior. Then I intellectualized the idea of, I'm doing a morning show.
Right.
It was a regular morning show.
I was doing my morning show in the morning.
Okay, thank you. It gave you energy and kept you awake, and it also gave you confidence. Well, that to me, I really thought this through. I said, if that's the case, that's going to wreck me. That'll make me addicted to it because I will love that feeling of feeling good and awake and confident. That would, and so I never touched it, but if I had chosen to, I would have had mucho, mucho oportunidad to do that because it would have been right there for me, but I hated that. And therefore, because of that particular drug, I still get the creepies when I think about people doing that. And I don't even know if it's as big a thing as it used to be. I don't think it is, but I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
The kids love it.
But am I right to assume that if you're a fat guy and you do cocaine,
you're probably in 10 times more, danger of.
Well, that's when I said Mr. Weinstein in the nose, not the mouth. He just kept eating it.
But are your addiction levels so vast that the cocaine, which is supposed to make you look like Pony Boy?
No, because I think there's a metabolic component to fat guys. I mean, I really think there are. I mean, I know that I play golf with a bunch of guys that are not fat like I am, that probably eat whatever they want and run home and don't necessarily get on a treadmill. I know that for a fact.
Do you ever say, lucky?
No, because you know what? I like who I am. I enjoy who I am. But it is every day, every waking day of my life, I wish it was different.
Yeah,
I wish it was different. In order for, and this is, I believe this, and Rob has proven it, and to a lesser extent I have, in order to do it, if Rob and I wanted to transform, not just to lose weight,
right,
but if we wanted to transform, that would be, I think on average, to do that correctly, that would be 4.5 to 5.5 hours in addition to this show, along with eating nothing. Then it would be a transformation. I don't choose to do that.
It's not a happy life in my eyes.
It's not a happy life in my eyes. And
also the total lifestyle change. You know,
it's not a little bit. It's not a little bit for us. A little bit won't help us. A little bit won't help us.
How did you do it with Weight Not?
He went religious. Correct me if I'm wrong. You literally changed. You didn't eat anything. You weren't supposed to.
You ate nothing. And also they have what they called supplements that were also, you know, if you were to try and do those supplements in real life, they would be, for me, cost prohibitive. And there's just a lot of stuff going on. But I mean, you're talking about nothing carbonated, nothing alcoholic, nothing sweet. And just everything that you love is gone.
And right now, there are a lot of people going, oh, listen to these two. No, I'm just telling the truth.
That's
but
the truth.
I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Being fat is more fun.
So much more fun to gain weight.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you have to gain weight, it's fantastic. But it's
that's the best. The best thing is, like, if you lose.
Like a wrestler. A
couple times I've lost like 75 or 80 pounds.
Or a
fighter. And that's great. But then when you get that little window when you put on like the first 25, so you still look pretty good, but you're eating what you want, that's the best. That's when you're the skinny guy and you're saying, you know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to make caramel tonight. Yeah, boy. Yeah, I said, look at me because I'm skinny.
That's what he's got. That's his thing. Right. He makes caramel.
So the first 25, you still look the same?
You still look good.
Oh, okay,
you don't
I
look
gotcha.
The same. Okay. You don't look the same.
No, but would it be accurate, Rob, in saying this? This is the way I feel about bad food.
This is
food
great.
That tastes good. Food that tastes good. God did something to all of us. And everybody's going, oh, you don't like kale? Kale tastes good if you... No, I'm sorry. I'm talking about foods that human beings have invented over the years, especially in the good old United States of America, which have caused us to be fat. I believe
sugars,
every food... Sugars, fats.
Yeah, carbs.
I think you can eat a well-seasoned protein and it'll taste fantastic and be okay. I think that you can probably guarantee yourself if you eat something that's a sugary snack, a pancake, a donut, a piece of cake, a bowl of ice cream, it's going to make you feel like crap. It's
going to
make you feel physically.
But you're going to love it while you eat it.
You're going to love it while
you eat it.
That's
and also go back to your perfect ribeye steak that you're talking about, perfectly seared and seasoned.
Yeah.
What do you have to have with it?
A baked potato. You have to have a carbohydrate with it.
Of course.
But that's
the part
a pairing,
that gets
right?
You. Yeah, but it sucks.
A pairing.
Yeah. By the way, I'm down with all the paleo, high protein stuff. I think that's the way to do it. So you look for me doing that, and I will let you know next week if I'm able to take that 5 off that I gained. I want to say, I'll see if it happens right away. That's
and
it.
You had a big weekend of drinking, too.
I had a huge weekend, and I feel like crap. I'm still melancholy from that because that's what alcohol does. You want to see an aging alcoholic, you'll see somebody that's like, hey, how you doing, Mr. Johnson?
Well, you're also sad because isn't there always a bit of melancholy hilarious. After the closing ceremonies of the birthday week?
Yeah.
I mean,
because
it's over.
Big week, big week.
Oh, yeah. A little. And I really, Carla, you know, went out with my son and ran to her little places, her supply warehouses where she gets all her stuff for facials. And I said, do you mind if I don't come along? My mother's still in town and they were going to have a little dinner together. Mind if I pass? Mind if I pass? So I literally was in bed at 7:30. And it was, kind of the depressing moment. It's just what it is. But that was how I started my day. And I had to share. That's what I had to
do. Well, you need to feel happy. Read a newspaper. Look at the news. There's so much good stuff going on
now. The cases in Florida yesterday, although they showed the red map where we've gone up a lot, I don't get it. I'm getting confused by the data because apparently yesterday, and let me go to the... let me go to the website right now and see what we've got. I think we had a little over 1,000, which for us, you might say, if you're living in another state, 1,000 deaths. 1,000 cases. You might say to yourself, oh, my God, that's horrible. Not in this state. In this state, that's actually not too bad. I'm going to go to the dashboard right now. And this is yesterday. They usually release these things between 4 and 6 p.m. And it's called Florida's Community Dashboard. And that's usually the update. So we got it between 4 and 6 p.m. last night. And I'm going to go take a look at it and see what we
have. I think Maryland had a good day the past couple days, and they've allowed some
rest. But the national data is really bad right now. It's like we're moving in towards another spike. And so I'm looking at that right now to see what the case is. And we never – that lady blew us off totally, right, that runs the dashboard.
Yeah, 100%. I actually reached out to her, Mike, and nothing back. From multiple channels.
Every channel.
And new cases today, it says, which were yesterday. I believe the data was downloaded yesterday. 1,685 with 21 deaths, which for us, I know that's, you know,
it's a step in the right direction, right?
But it is, you know, it's there it is. So I have no idea what that means and whether the data, wear your mask. That's
absolutely
what I'm still telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, I don't know what it is. How is it in D.C.? Is it okay in D.C.? Is it getting better in D.C.?
It's tough because D.C. wasn't necessarily a hot spot. So it's, I can't compare it with I would say Florida or Arizona. The one metric I have is, are people getting tested? Are they still available? And what do they test? Like, so there's a slight uptick overall, but that's because more people are going out.
Because really, to give it credit, at the forefront of this, DC yes. was very respectful. We saw a lot of masks there.
A lot of people wear masks, which is nice.
And when the things go down, like, I think that Maryland now has the opportunity, I think, for restaurants, some yeah. restaurants to go to 75% capacity.
Correct.
Which seems
so
to
we're
me
trending
gutsy.
In the right direction, but I can't stress this enough. Do not let your guard down.
No. And just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
I don't like color-coded maps.
That's why you always hated USA Today.
I am not a
fan.
What
about paint by numbers?
Of color-coded maps, all right?
What do you like, black and white?
So it's basically, you know, what I look at really as opposed, and I mean this, and I mean maybe I'm being a head in the sand with this, I look at not necessarily the case number as much as where it's been and where it is right now.
Okay.
So Florida's still a big, bright red because of the cases that we've gotten. And
is the color code comparing the rest of the country on average, and that's why it's red?
Yeah, I'm looking at your Virginia. You got a little orange in Virginia.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
And you do. And then West Virginia is looking a little better. And Maine is looking, you know, as usual. Since that wedding in Millinocket, I think they're doing a lot better. I think that's the way it is. But, yeah, it's a crazy time we live in. But nationally, I think maybe we are ticking up a little bit. So. But it's hard to find. There's so many different websites with so many different maps and mm-hmm. so much different data.
But you don't need a map and you don't need data to know human nature. And that is when anytime there's good news, that's going to prompt people to relax their mask yeah. wear. I'm not going to wash my hands this time. Let's go to the restaurant. Let's sit inside. It's a little chilly. That's mm-hmm. how people think. And they can't think like that. You just can't.
Now, weren't we averaging something like 40,000 cases in the United States? And on September 21st, that's yesterday, 54,874 cases. That's ticking up a wee
yes.
bit after it had been going
the
down.
The colleges didn't help
well.
Either.
Right.
So, you know, you got to account for that. Like,
yeah, from the New York Times, I rely on them. And people say, well, New York Times. Yes, the New York Times. Bite it.
That is the Mike O'Mara Show's paper of record.
A conservative rag,
correct? 428 new coronavirus deaths and 54,874 new cases were reported in the United States on September 21st. Over the past week, there have been an average of 41,812 cases per day, an increase of 7% from the average 2 weeks earlier. Wear your masks. Pay attention
yes.
to the data.
It's depressing.
We are not out of the
not
woods. Do you get a sense, and I know we have to break here, but do you guys get a sense that we are psychologically just on time passing, getting a sense that we're kind of getting out of the woods when we're really not?
Of course.
That's the sense I get.
Yes, because we are a short attention span society now. And it's mm-hmm. if not handed right to your face, you're going to say, oh, I haven't hasn't touched me
and
yet.
And in fairness, I think everybody's doing their best. You just have to try to wipe that slate clean and say, okay, today's another day.
What do you mean
day,
everybody's doing their best?
I'm saying individually, if you have a lapse, like we all have, when you walk out of the house without a mask and you're like, oh my God, I forgot my mask.
Yeah, the walk of shame. Or yeah. you walk into a store and it's in your car and you have to go back out of the store because you see everybody's there. We'll
talk
about
that. I have not gone that far, but I have walked out of my house without a mask and then walked right back in and be like, what am I doing?
Exactly.
So I think everybody, at least within my life and the people I see, they're doing their absolute best. And these are people, and for context, Rob gets to work from home, as he should, to be safe. Mike, same way.
Right.
We, like within the Podcast Village family here and the initial TMOS with Pony, Maddie and I, we come in to work every day. So there are multiple touch points where we engage with people. We see people on the road. We see people walking into the office, all of that. Those reps are different than the reps from walking out of your house after working there all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what I see is people lifting up their masks, reminding themselves like, oh my God, I have to put this on if somebody's walking towards me. I see a lot of that. And in my eyes, I'm like, you're just doing your best. You're just doing your best. Now.
And that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
I think as a nation, maybe that's not true. I think that down here,
they have
outdoor bars down here that are shoulder to shoulder, no mask, not a mask in sight. People out about, kids that are partying, hanging out. I don't care if it's outside, they're out there.
Well, maybe if you're stupid, that is doing your best.
Well, young people are still, I think, blowing it off in many parts of the country. Case numbers remain persistently high across much of the country. Reports of new cases have dropped considerably since late July, when the country averaged over 60,000 per day. States in the Northeast, that's you guys, where infections were highest this spring, have reported relatively low case numbers for months. Some places that suffered the most in early summer, including Arizona, Florida, and California, have since seen steep declines, but some of that progress has been offset by rising case numbers on the Great Plains and in some southern states. Deaths, though still well below their peak spring levels, averaged around 850 per day in mid-September, far more than were reported in early July. We're not there.
No.
We're not even close to being there.
No, no.
And if you're in a situation that it could easily spike up again, and that's where we are. So that's just scary. And we're like, they've got the and thank you, New York Times, for putting some clear data out there. Here's where the new cases are higher and staying high: North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Iowa, Utah, Missouri, Tennessee, Nebraska, Kansas, Puerto Rico, Alabama, Montana, Idaho, Texas, Minnesota, Georgia, where new cases are higher but going down. We've got Mississippi, South Carolina, and Kentucky, where new cases are lower but going up. Arizona, Rhode Island, Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Connecticut, New Hampshire, Maine, where new cases are lower and staying low. That's good. Illinois, congratulations.
Nice.
Florida, I'm okay with that. North Carolina, Indiana, Louisiana, Virginia,
good.
Alaska, West Virginia, Delaware, Nevada, Maryland, California, Ohio, Michigan, Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, Hawaii, U.S. Virgin Islands, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, Washington, Oregon, New York, Vermont. That's the biggest number, and that's where new cases are lower and staying low. So for all those states
it
I just mentioned,
be
aware.
Be done.
This is a great chart, by the way.
That's
this is
great.
The most comprehensive. I'm bookmarking it because this really is significant. Now, here's a bad stat for you.
Oh, no.
This is where new deaths are increasing. They are increasing in North Dakota, Missouri, Virginia.
Maybe Southern
cases,
Virginia.
Cases okay, deaths going up. Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Kansas, Puerto Rico, Montana, Ohio, Idaho, Hawaii, Pennsylvania. That's where new deaths are increasing. And that's about it. That's all I got for you guys.
Let me ask you this. If you look at that chart, how does, because I can tell you how it makes me feel. What do you think? Because you live in Florida, so that's a little, you're getting happy news, you're getting a better spot,
I think, from where we were in Florida, which was really pretty damn close to an epicenter. I like seeing those numbers. It makes me think that that my son and school could be a reality for us now with the masks, that they're doing it correctly in our school systems down there. God love those people for doing it correctly. I think it could have been a lot easier for them if we'd had proper leadership. But at the same time, I am cautiously, and I emphasize cautiously, optimistic. When I am aware, as I've seen video of these crowded bars down here, that makes me a little more nervous. But at the same time, with a state this big, seeing those numbers, I think what I feel is ever vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
That don't let your guard down.
Well, when you see all that good news, you have to remember there's good news because you've been vigilant up till now.
Yeah.
Now you have to redouble your efforts because you see that it's working. So don't back off. Go stronger.
And one other thought that I want to do, and we'll be done talking about COVID, I'm hungry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I think they could take sesame seeds out the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank. They're going to have to change that McDonald's song. Two all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun. How's a sesame seed stick to a bun? That's magical. There's got to be some sesame seed glue out there. Either that or they're adhesive on one side. Take the sesame seed out, remove the backing, and place it on the bun. Now your bun will look spectacular. What does a sesame seed grow into? I don't know. We never give them a chance. What is a sesame? It's a street. You think when the guy came up with the idea to invent a bong, a black light popped up over his head? I shouldn't do this joke because it's going to ruin my cover, but I like the FedEx driver because he's a drug dealer and he don't even know it. And he's always on time. I remixed the remix. It was back to normal.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital. We are delighted to have you along with us today on the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We are heard everywhere from Saluda, South Carolina, Billings, Montana, St. Cloud, Minnesota, Cumming, Georgia, Alligator Township, North Carolina, and Toledo, Spain. I turned
Not
the television
Ohio.
On. No, Toledo, Spain. I turned the television on today, speaking of Spain, and saw Around the World in 80 Days on Turner Classic Movies, which pretty interesting seeing all those thin mustaches. But anyway, I digress.
Canton floss, Mike.
Canton floss with the two little pubic hairs coming out of his lip. Anyway, we're brought to you today by our friends at Cornerstone. It's history in the making. The rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage currently sits at the lowest level in at least 50 years. But beware, starting this fall, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are going to enact a refinance fee that adds half a point to all refinances.
Boo!
You have to act now to take advantage of these historic rates before this happens. Cornerstone First Financial is the company I recommend. As a mortgage broker and a lender, they have the ability to meet or beat any deal, so you can allow them to do the shopping for you. Interest rates have fallen again, still below 3%, not 30%.
They're very much below 30%.
I got a 30% mortgage. You know, hey, credit card debt can get that high. Anyway, sorry, I got an itchy nose. So you need to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Do it now. His number 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. This refinance fee is imminent and the low rates are temporary. So do yourself a favor and call the loan professionals at Cornerstone First Financial right now. So remember, whether it's a purchase or refi, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com, Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. As we stay in of doors more, we are all watching our telly and watching it vigorously and spreading our recommendations. Oscar watched the documentary about the Challenger, which it's not a drama. It's a documentary. Is that right?
Yes, it's a documentary. Mm. It's actually one of the finest. I've been for some time enamored with I think for anybody
fascinated?
That's my age, fascinated with the Challenger tragedy. Not just because of your experience when you're in second grade and you're all watching it as kids and you see it in real time. It's probably the first time you're ever dealing with loss.
Or you're a grown-up having a meeting in a restaurant with a consultant.
Yes.
We all have our memories of it.
Or you are taking a sick day and you were watching The Price is Right.
Okay. So is that what you were doing?
That's when they broke in and they talked about it, yeah.
Were you taking a sick day? You weren't working for us then.
Mike, it was 1986. I was 15.
All right, I don't know. I don't remember.
No, I wasn't with you yet.
You've been with me a long time. Ass.
You're right.
I'm just trying to think.
You're right. All right. I'm sorry.
Were we together when the space programs launched?
I don't know.
What about Apollo landing? Were you there?
I ran into the studio. I said, Mike, Kennedy has been shot.
I was working. I was working, and I don't remember the name. Alan something. He was Alan.
Line one.
He was the program director. No, he was the program director at Q107, and then he started a consultancy. I think his name was Alan. And we were having a meeting with him because they brought him in to either WAVA to consult. And it was...
Watching the TV while he was talking to you?
We're at the Keybridge Marriott Hotel.
Ooh.
We're having a breakfast meeting after our show, like a late breakfast with this guy. And so the waitress came over, and I think she was extremely crass about it.
Mm-hmm.
Bulletin. She said something like, Bulletin, the space shuttle just blew up.
Oh,
and we went into a lounge on the other side of where this restaurant was, and everybody was gathered around the television watching this. That's when I found out. That's how I remember.
And also, didn't it, I'm sorry, Oscar, that next day was sort of a milestone in your guys' career because you blew off the music and took calls. And
yeah.
I remember that show.
That was a
step because it really was not a morning zoo show that day. It was a true talk radio show, and it was so well handled. Especially, I mean, I was a kid. It was really an upsetting thing. The whole country was destroyed by it, and the way you handled it was
great. Don and I both realized early on that the idea of taking calls during a national tragedy. That what we as Americans need to do, I do it here on the show now, I vent. People do it when they send in letters to the mailbag. They vent. People that call to be a talking head, people want to get things off their chest. They want to communicate. That's where, you know, this is prior to social media.
Yeah.
And people just need that, especially in this country. They seem to all want to share. We're a sharing country, and we like to do that. So that was what we did for people after the space shuttle. That was a massive tragedy for America at that moment in time. And I remember feeling very satisfied that we had given people an opportunity to express themselves. And I found it also riveting just to hear how different people were handling the situation. So so that documentary intrigues me, and I know it's on Netflix.
So
right,
really well done. So I watched it in my second grade class, and I remember Miss Posner rolling in the TV. She's like, we're going to watch the space shuttle launch today. And then...
Oh, so you were sitting in a class and they were showing it to you.
Yeah, we were watching it live.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
She just started crying. And you're like... And you don't understand. You're in second grade. You're like, what? Because you don't know.
Wow.
You've seen launches.
Sure.
Wow.
So and that, you know what? That to put it in context, now that I'm putting it back together, thinking back, the space shuttle program had been around long enough that it wasn't on all the networks always when they did a launch. It was just assumed.
This documentary does a really great job of understanding what this Teacher in Space initiative meant for the space program and how it was being broadcast to all these classrooms across the country. There are people listening right now that were, and you watch it while you're in high school, you're in middle school. So it's everybody was watching it at one time because it was the biggest, you were going to get lessons from space for the very first time.
And you happen to have stomach cramps that morning, slacker. How do you feel about that?
I feel very bad. I feel very badly.
What, do you remember your illness?
No, I think it was a slight fever. I don't know. I mean,
Mommy,
I
don't want to go to school.
My hands are sweaty from all that.
Do you have time to go and get your perfect attendance medal? I'd love to see it right now. Oscar, I want to.
So you mourned
just
alone at home.
Yeah,
if you're sick enough not to go to school, you're not well enough to watch The Price is Right, Mrs. Spiewak.
Well, The Price is Right is what cures everything. I want to say that there's an episode of a podcast we produce here at Podcast Village called All the Best with June Scobie Rogers, who is the widow of Dick Scobie, who was the commander of that mission. And it is such a wonderful insight to how the families dealt with it. Because as a nation, we mourn, but the families that dealt with
it
and the way President George H.W. Bush reached out, it's a fascinating story. It actually resulted in a school program that President Bush was responsible for.
Hey, listen, I want to make a comment about that podcast, all right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't need people. We are in a divisive world right now. Don't think for a second that I don't have a shopping list of problems with George H.W. Bush's politics. I did. I disagree with him on tons of issues. Doesn't take away from the fact that even though we disagree politically, that he did nice things for people and had a great reputation in how he dealt with his with people in his interpersonal relationships. Okay? You can have that. I wish to Jesus there was more of that.
Yeah.
That people could do that. And then we would maybe wouldn't be in the situation we're in right now.
So
please be aware of that. So, and I'm sure he handled it.
Jill Scobee is featured in this documentary. Let me add just it's something that not just this episode, the episode prior with John Meacham, Mike, you're going to love. You're going to absolutely love.
Jaw dropper. Okay. He's so wonderful.
So back to the documentary. You're watching this. I remember, again, that was the first time I've ever really dealt with loss. Teachers crying.
Right.
Don't really understand. It takes a little while to figure out what happened. And then we didn't, and this is when, at that point in my school, like you had the same teacher for the entire day.
Yeah, well, elementary school. Yeah.
So we didn't find out till after lunch that the space shuttle had blown up. We just thought that something was, she's not going to tell you that right away. She didn't know either.
Right.
And you get the firsthand account from the families, but every family, sisters, parents that are still around, kids, of them sitting in the grandstand watching their family members go up into what was supposed to be space.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then they take a deep dive and fast forward into my college years where we did what was a semester-long project on groupthink, which led to the Challenger tragedy because they knew that there was an O-ring problem. They knew there was a fight to not launch. Like one of the contractors, when they went the round table and around the round table said, should we launch on this day? They said, no, there's going to be a problem.
Wow.
And they made them change their minds and sign an affidavit. So it was almost a group thing to like, we have to do this. Wow. Don't descend. But they documented it in a way that I didn't even learn when I was in college, undergrad.
You're selling me on this, pal.
That you're like, I can't believe they got away with so much, not just NASA, and we're under, quote unquote, so much pressure that they put these souls, their lives on the line.
Wow. Amazing. I didn't know that. So
it's a 10 out of 10. It's four pieces.
10 out of 10. Wow.
And it's history.
You're watching that last night, and I'm watching... I'll tell you, the idiot show. I watched such a dumb show last night, but I love it. I'm addicted to it. I'm totally addicted to it. I wrote it down. What the hell is it called? When we come back, Oscar gave you his 10 out of 10 for the Challenger documentary on Netflix. Another one. I binge a Canadian car restoration show.
Oh, how exciting.
I spent the evening with Rust Valley Restorers. I'll talk about that when we come back on the Michael Mara Show.
Three days left of Friday drinking, laughter, jokes, and glasses clinking. After that, you'll well be sinking. Only got 3 days more. Only got 3 days more.
Hi there! Only 3 more days until the next Mike O'Mara Show cocktail party.
Time's a-fleetin'!
Don't forget to stock the liquor cabinet or else...
You'll be sorry!
That is great.
I'm so ready for that show.
Me too.
I am so ready for Friday night. I'm not going to be ready all week until Friday, and then I'm going to be ready. Do you know what I mean? Friday to Friday. Should be
understood.
Fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll all be here. Carrie Spiewak, Shannon Zaballos, Carla O'Mara, all of us together once again. And, you don't have to tweak it. It's great as it is.
It's awesome.
Should be a lot of fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. We've all spent a lot of time at home the past few months, a lot. At the birthday weekend celebration, one of Carla's girlfriends I was talking to about Freshly and how much she loves Freshly. At first it was kind of fun cooking at home, right? Well, now, if you're like me, you're plenty tired of cooking all around the clock. Enough!
Of course. Enough.
That's where Freshly comes in. Just ask Oscar. He lives on it.
Oh, my God.
Freshly understands that food needs to be delicious, healthy, and simple. With Freshly, you can avoid the grocery store and enjoy fully prepared dinners delivered fresh, not frozen, right to your door. Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat for 3 minutes, and dinner is done. God, do I love that at the end of a busy day.
Three minutes.
three simple minutes. By the way, if you're homesick from school and you're watching The Price is Right, and suddenly your stomach feels better, you can pop a freshly meal into the microwave.
Exactly. We didn't have microwaves back then, Mike. It was 1986.
Just choose a plan. You had microwaves in 86, didn't you?
I come from a broken home.
Yeah.
Rob Spiewak, look up when the microwave was invented. I have to finish the
question. They're probably available, but we grew up in middle class families. So.
Dad took it. Just choose.
But he left you and your mom.
Yeah, but he left. He took his clothes in a microwave.
Just choose a plan that works for you. Take a break from all that cooking. Whether you crave comfort foods, feel better foods, or something for your personal home bistro, Freshly has what you want every time. You're going to love it. Join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and the cleanup. Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Don't wait. That's freshly.com/TMOS. So, weird day yesterday. Almost like I was just chilling after the weekend activities. I was just, it took it out of me. Mm. I can't roll the way I used to roll. By the way, everything was a hit. Mrs. O'Mara's birthday was a hit. She was happy. She was satisfied. She's like hit the ground running this week. Obviously, the birthday weekend charged her batteries. If you want to reach out to Carla, she's out there telling you how to do your face stuff, and she's loving every minute of it. But I don't know what was wrong with me, but I was low energy for the second half of the day. I got out, saw my buddies, hit the egg, was doing all, got home, and just didn't want to have anything to do with anybody. So when Carla told me that she was going over to her friend's house with Michael, I said, fantastic, I'm going to turn in early. Well, I didn't really turn in. I just went into the marital bed, propped my little sleep number up, and turned on Rust Valley Restorers.
I think I might have seen this.
Look, there are people that love cars and people that don't love cars. They're two categories. Mm-hmm. I love cars. I love everything cars. Cars fascinate me. It's always interesting to me. It always works for me. And restoring cars, classic cars, nothing's more fascinating. If you're a car dude and you see somebody cruising down the road in a redone Satellite or a Challenger
or Triumph,
a Ford Mustang, it's fantastic. And so this story centers around this dude. I think he made his money in construction, but he looks like a bum. He looks like a pothead bum is what he looks like. He's got the dreadlocks down to his ass that are gray. Oh. He's a 60-year-old. He's my age. But he lives in just the most idyllic, beautiful place. He's got this car junkyard that sits in a valley.
It looks cool, yeah. I've seen the previews for this.
Just beautiful. And it's funny because they never even mention the scenery, but you can't help it the way they shoot this documentary. Right. You've got the snow-capped mountains in back of him, and it's in somewhere in the middle of British Columbia, and it's spectacular. And then I only on one episode, I actually fast forward to the end of the restoration because they do you have to cheat.
Well, they've got to stretch 20 minutes of content to an hour. And so you have to allow for that.
Well, and Oscar will testify to this fact. There's this scene. I bring Carla in towards the end, and I think they are redoing an old Satellite. And what was it? I think it was the Plymouth Satellite. And they get this thing done. And they come over and go, oh, hold on. We're at this car show. These cars have to be perfect. Mm-hmm. Look at your tag.
Yeah.
Look at your brand tag. And they go down to the side where it's supposed to say Satellite, and it's bent. And Carla says over from the couch after watching this for 5 minutes, oh, do you think they might just find one in a box somewhere? And the guy goes, Hold on, I think I know where one might be. And
it
it speaks to what you say, that it's fake. Always fake, these shows.
Yes. Yeah.
They always
chasing
set up these
classic
scenarios.
Cars is, I guess, the your gold standard for restoring shows, where he'll buy cars and he'll take them to auction. And the entire, if you look at any reality show, they always create a problem
out
of a non-problem.
usually in Act Two that they can correct in Act Three. Yeah.
So that's when if you're a rube like me, like I'll spend an afternoon with Storage Wars on the television.
Sure.
While I'm doing other work. Because I want to see what they find, but I know as soon as they're like, "What's this?"
Yeah.
Right.
Smash cut to commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh my God! I found it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
The theme of Canadian pothead car restorers is that they lose stuff and they it's always the search and rescue.
Have you seen it? Then I lost it. Then.
Hey, where's the hood to that Mustang? I don't know where it is. Well, where'd you leave it? Clip cut to the kid to the pothead dad's son. My dad isn't really organized.
Of course.
And then it's like, hey, what's in here? No, is that it? Yeah, that's it. Look, it's a perfect for a Mustang. There we go there. But the long and short of it, they really do restore these cars. And my favorite episode was there was this guy that was in a wheelchair because he had a skiing accident, and he brought in this classic Lincoln Continental that they did this restore on.
Suicide and doors?
Suicide doors suicide convertible?
Suicide doors.
Oh, nice. The best.
Suicide doors and a ragtop, too, which was spectacular. And it was so both you guys watch these shows, you know. Rob, I didn't know you watched these shows. You know,
I'm more into American Pickers that I watch. That's another stupid reality show where they magically find stuff every time. I just watch that once in a while to renew my hatred of the hosts of that show because I really detest them.
The whole nature of the reality show takes a lot for me to. They have to be engaging people. Yeah. They have to have a personality, and most of them don't. They're just these slobs. That this guy is such a slob that he's spectacular, and he just looks like. And he keeps saying one thing that kept me on the show.
What's
my dad told me that that what goes around comes around. You have to give people a chance. You keep people a leg up because they'll give you a leg up. And he does nice things for people.
That's the opposite of Mike Wolf on American Pickers, who would take an old man
out to
and
screw
steal
everybody.
The money. Mike, by the way, this in from our. Research department, in 1986, 25% of households in the U.S. had a microwave oven. So only one in four.
That was an hour earlier in the show, by the way.
Well, yeah, but you had a new topic, and I didn't want to interrupt you because you'd be mad then, too.
Let me ask you this. What if the lessons learned from the son was like, my dad says if the trunk isn't tight, it's full of junk. And it was just like one of these, parables.
No, the son is an absolute brat.
Great.
He whines throughout the whole thing.
How old is the son about?
Probably 30s.
Okay.
He's probably
in
his 30s.
By a loose parenting structure.
He's hanging around his daddy who runs a junkyard. But I like the show. I actually want to check it out.
If you watch enough of these, you take that same model and then you address. We could do it for the show. So the smash cut to commercial scene when you literally have everything like humming an all eight, and it would be like it'd be Pony being like, wait a minute.
We could have had our reality show moment before the show today.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When we switched off
of
Zoom to Skype because our video. By the way, we will be bringing you the video portion of this show on Skype, TFN, based on the fact that Zoom has pretty much admitted to Oscar that with all the distance learning they're doing, they're dick.
They're wrapping up as fast as they can was the quote.
Remember when we said we were your best option?
Mike appropriately said nobody's using Skype. They probably have a lot of servers. Let's use that.
Yeah.
Well, it's working for us today. We're very happy about that. And American Pickers, great show. Rust Valley Restorers, another great show. Soon to come, Mike O'Mara's Florida Pickers. That's just a half an hour show of nose picking down here at different outdoor restaurants. And I swear to God,
under a mask.
Yeah, you think Dr. Pimple Popper was fun? This is going to be
going
to be even better.
Gross. We'll take Dr. a break. Nose Picker.
We'll come back with a little look back on somebody that was a pretty decent part of the show for a number of years on the Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody, we'll be right back.
When I do. Hey,
humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@michaelmerrisshow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Thank you, Winslow. Appreciate that.
Good boy.
Shouldn't have pooped in the corner today.
Oh, oh no.
Why mommy takes you out. Why daddy takes you out. Why mommy takes you out. And by the way, Carla, I mean, switch up the diet, please. All right? Really. I'm not looking for a Frosty. I'd like it to be dog food. Oh.
Puppy food is it's like junk food. And yeah. The stools will firm as he ages.
Thank you.
Welcome Thank you, Rob. Back.
Welcome back to the Michael Maris Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures.
What's that?
Fruitcake Futures.
Yes.
Hey, are you glum, chum? Oh. Everything just seems so sad right now. The Humphrey family Zoom call was a total bust. Stupid Yogi. Your wife's birthday festivities are over and you miss them. Kind of. And the most exciting part of your day was telling the gas line guy that you were Mo Green. I'm Mo Green. I'm Mo Green.
You know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Unrewarding. Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures.
Yay.
That's right. They will take you back to the good old days.
You know who I am?
Yes, I do.
I'm Mo Green.
I get
Mo
it. Thank
Green.
You very much. Jump aboard the candied orange peel big wheel and let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite and these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them now and have something to look forward to. Buy a cinnamon of 5 of them. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. You'll get them in time for the holidays. If you don't act now, you might be shut out no matter who you are.
You know do who it. I am.
I do know who
I'm
you
Mo
are.
Mo Green.
Okay,
Mo Green.
I get it. You'll get it in time for the holidays if you do it now. It's MikeOMarisShow.com and click the banner, and every purchase supports TMOS.
Mmm, boy.
Ooh, boy, that's good boy. Fruitcake. Mmm, boy.
Jacqueline Stallone.
Oh, yeah, no.
I had a lot of fun impersonating her. She used to be on the Don and Mike show semi-regularly, and she has passed. Sylvester Stallone's mom, one of the great characters in American
Frank Stallone's
pop culture.
Mom.
Frank Stallone's mom, too. And I used to do the, my husband's a doctor. There you go. I got the little puppy. She was a great old broad.
Wonderful.
And a great interview and funny. And she has passed. And Rob, I guess you dug up a clip of Jacqueline Stallone.
You go back and
was
Mike
that
and
me
I,
doing Jacqueline Stallone?
Yes. But right, it was, I okay. believe it was a day that we might have had her as a guest earlier. And it was also the day that Dwight Gooden was trying to escape from police. And this is the only clip from the old Don and Mike show that I actually keep in my iTunes, because this is one of the hardest I've laughed in the history of working alongside Mike O'Mara. This goes back many years, and this is Dwight Gooden and Jacqueline Stallone on the old Don and Mike show.
How's that scarf you're wearing on your head?
I'm not wearing it right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, the dog bit Dwight, and he had to use it to wrap his hand. He was bleeding from his hand. And then he screamed when he saw that my head was cue ball bald.
Yes.
With a few scabs on top of it. He won't let me stop the heat. Luckily, my turban is full of crab cake.
Your turban is full of crab cake.
Crab cake.
I don't know what that means.
He hung up. Mike, you hung up. I mean, Jackie, you hung up.
Maybe he'll call back.
Oh. Rob.
We had fun with that one. For a long time, we had fun with that one.
Can you explain how you had to call in the way you called in?
Because yeah, because yeah. It was like I'd pick up a phone and
you had a phone right next to yours.
Yeah, and so they turn off Mike's microphone, and it was just a phone call, even though they were only 3 feet apart. And during that bit, the phone got hung up, so you can vaguely hear Jackie Stallone in the studio.
When we get the phone working here for me to do those bits again, I'll have Jacqueline call in from heaven. She's going to be regular.
I'd like to
anoint her as our regular heaven reporter. I think that'll be fantastic. I would love that. When you hear this sound, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know that we're checking in with the angels up in heaven, and Jacqueline Stallone will call in, and that should be very special.
Did you know she was that old?
Yeah. I knew she was.
I didn't know she was
for
that
a long,
old.
Long time. You know, wow. She reminds me of my grandma. My grandma was old for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think she went full white as far as white hair in the 19 when she was in her 50s.
Wow.
And I just remember her forever as being an old lady. Jacqueline Stallone was very active, but she was always kind of curmudgeon-y and old like mm-hmm. that. But
remember, she painted herself as the astrologer to the stars, and she would always say, "Oh, I've read presidents. What presidents? I've read kings and queens. What kings and queens? I've read everybody."
Because
she was always very vague about it.
She'd do readings. She would do her famous readings that
and
she would
Sylvester,
do.
And Sylvester, at the apex of his fame, had to deal with this nonsense.
Yeah,
he did, and he handled it, and he loved his mama, and you know, and it's always sad when we lose something. I've been feeling remarkably nostalgic about my mom and dad this week. I have no idea why. I just don't know why, and it's not the time of year where we've lost them or there's a birthday. You know, it's just sometimes. Look, when we lost a very, very good guy, Vince Hurley, this week.
Last week,
one of our real P1s who. You know, his brother got on, and when you see that, it's just a
shock.
Very sudden, and
it is.
You know, it makes you sad. And I think overall, when you process what this country's gone through in 2020, it just you go through moments like that.
Yep.
So, Jacqueline Stallone, though, good long life. What, 98?
98, yeah,
98. That's a good long life. My God, somebody must have tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Jesus, time to go already."
No, you know why she lived so long is because she's married to a doctor.
Married to a doctor. Yeah, he kept giving me injections. Fabulous injections.
No.
Yeah. And I, for some reason, I always want to give her husband a different kind of name. Bernie, where's my adrenaline shot? Bernie,
vitamins.
I need my adrenaline shot. Where are my vitamins? Get my vitamins. All right, I can't do it now. It's too soon. Not the day after. No, or the day of. We'll take a
crab cake.
We'll take. I need my vitamins. Come on. Let me drop down. Let me drop my gym shorts.
Beautiful. Oh,
tribute.
No, Chad, no.
Okay. We'll take a break and come back. Pony, why'd you write that?
Yeah,
Pony.
That's disgusting.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, where I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you very much. He won't be coming down. He's getting a bowl of ice cream. Anyway,
ice cream.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I have to tell you the truth here. I love doing my Harry's commercials on this show because I can share how much I truly love this product and have one of those great moments today where I switched out my razor for Harry's. And,
oh, it's the greatest.
You know, they just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and unlike some of the other razor companies, they held the line on charging us more because they're great like that. They have new sharper blades. I popped one in today. They're still as low as $2 each. New U.S. customers can redeem a trial offer of Harry's new sharper blades by going to harrys.com/TMOS. And I will tell you, you shouldn't get this excited about razors, but I do.
And, it's great. I thought
it was in my beard trimmer box, but it wasn't. It was in the Harry's box next to the two brand new tubes of Harry's shave gel that I have. And I looked at it. I'm like, there you are, new blades. There you are. I'm going to pop out. I didn't need to because you never seem to need to switch blades
they
out
never
on
get
Harry's
dull.
Razor.
They just don't get dull.
But I popped it in there, and oh, my goodness. I just really, I refrained from shaving more things. anyway, I just shaved my face. Sorry, Harry's. How do they do it? They own a German factory. That's how they source their steel from Sweden and own the entire factory. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get a 5-blade razor featuring their new sharper blades, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover to protect your blade when you are on the go. All you have to do is go to harrys.com/TMOS and redeem your trial offer today, and you'll love it as much as I do.
News.
Boo. Yes, I'm peeing up on you, and I'm fingering and I'm interior.
Dee-da-dee-da-da.
It's very important to Johnny Depp that he not be considered a Hollywood celebrity. Because he says that is, quote, death and grotesque. Okay. Yeah. It's death and grotesque.
Is that why he's issuing this statement?
I don't know. He adds, quote, I've always been drawn to people who are diligent in remaining themselves. Could you pour that bottle of wine down my gullet again, please? Those people include, these are Johnny's heroes, Hunter S. Thompson, Marlon Brando, Keith Richards, and Shane McGowan of the punk band The Pogues.
Okay.
People who have often been branded crazy over the course of their careers. Johnny knows people see him that way, too, and he's fine with it. He says, quote, maybe you need to be crazy. Maybe that's freedom.
Ooh.
Make another pirate movie.
There you go. The controversies over the French coming-of-age film Cuties caused a lot of people to cancel their Netflix subscriptions.
Really?
I mean, I knew it was controversial, but I didn't give it that much thought. But it also caused a lot of people to watch the movie. Well, no, it didn't do that for me either, so I didn't watch it.
You didn't jump into Cuties?
No. According to, see, that to me, there's, I'm sorry. Well, let's finish the story.
I did stop buying the little tangerines.
Cuties, those are Cuties, right?
Those are called Cuties as well.
Oh, they're so good. According to a Hollywood research marketing firm, 52% of the people who watched Cuties did so only because of all the fuss. And another 29% said it was a major reason. 72% of them said they thought the controversy was overblown after they actually saw it. Well, are those people like pervolinos that didn't want to watch it until they heard that it was like kiddie porn, for God's sake?
I also think this might be some under-the-table marketing.
Like hype machine?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
because you know what? I mean, if they're not canceling Netflix anymore and it got all those people that wouldn't have ever seen it to watch it, now they, you've been played.
It's supposed to be an indictment on the over sexualization of these young preteens and dance troops, etc. But again, the message is lost apparently within the film, and I'm not making any excuses for it. I have not seen it. It's just the reports and reviews I've read.
Yeah.
So the message is lost because they are over sexualizing the kids.
Exactly.
Is that what it is?
That's what I've heard.
But also, with all this controversy, a lot more people saw it.
Yeah, weird. Weird that we live in a society like that. By the way, the whole JonBenet thing, going back to those beauty pageants, I find those gross. I find those completely disgusting. I don't even like it when they take the kids out. There's a documentary called The Short Game where they have these 6 and 7 and 8-year-olds that go out to golf competitions, and you see the type of parents that do this. You don't know for sure whether your kid's a prodigy at 7 years old.
No, of course
not. It's ridiculous. Knock it off, parents. Be a parent. Let him be a kid. Ellen DeGeneres responded to the accusations of a toxic workplace environment on the 18th season premiere of her show yesterday. And she admitted that things happened. This is her quote. Things happened that never should have. She added, quote, I take that very seriously, and I want to say I'm so sorry to the people that were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility. I take responsibility for what happens at my show. This is the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and I am Ellen DeGeneres. She said that they have made the necessary changes behind the scenes and that things will be different going forward. She didn't elaborate, but the show did part ways with three top producers last month. Ellen's DJ / sidekick, Twitch. Twitch. We have a Twitch.
We have a Twitch too, yes.
I forgot she had a Twitch.
Sure.
Has been promoted to a co-executive producer. So,
did either of you look in? They did a virtual audience thing that was pretty cool. I have to give them credit. It looked like it'd be about 60, maybe 75 vertical monitors that they had people on Zoom. So they actually did have faces and applause in the audience to react to our monologue. They didn't show it enough, I felt, because it was pretty impressive looking. So they
Our connectivity was crap yesterday.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Ellen.
Have you ever Googled something and immediately felt embarrassed by how stupid your question was? Someone looked at Google Trends and found the most embarrassing thing each state Googles more than anyone else. This is a great list. I'm going to give you all 25.
Okay? Oh, great.
This is what's Googled, the embarrassing thing. In California, how to quit a job you just started. In Delaware, are aliens real? Florida, how do you get rid of a ghost?
What?
In Georgia, where is Africa?
Wow.
Illinois, what do we breathe out? Indiana, how is a baby made? Iowa, how to get fired? Kentucky, how to become a vampire?
How to become a vampire?
How to become a vampire.
Wow.
Louisiana, why do I sweat so much? In Maine, disc golf. In Massachusetts, Will Smith rap.
Oh.
In Massachusetts. Hi, it's Winslow Homa. Yeah, what's that rapper's name? In Michigan, what am I good at? Mississippi, is the earth round? Poor Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
Poor
yeah.
Mississippi. In Montana, I love this, Nick Nolte.
Well, you want to be informed.
Nick.
Keeping up. Keeping up on
it. How you doing? Hello. let me see. Nebraska, smelly feet. Nevada, Guy Fieri. New Hampshire. What does Hampshire mean? New Jersey, Ouija board.
New Hampshire is Googling, what does Hampshire mean?
What does Hampshire mean? Yes.
That's good.
Thank you. New Jersey's Ouija board. New Mexico, Justin Bieber nudes. Maddie, you got to move to New Mexico.
State. My people.
My peeps. New York, velour tracksuits. Ohio, does my cat love me? Pennsylvania, Nickelback concert. South Dakota, Dr. Phil. Vermont, where is Canada?
Oh,
my God.
And in West Virginia, why is my poop green? There you go.
Hey, well, there you are.
West Virginia. Nice. And now a little something something. An Ohio dad's ingenuity is drawing attention online after he unveiled his Halloween invention, a candy chute for touch-free trick-or-treating. Andrew Beatty of Cincinnati said he and his six-year-old daughter came up with the candy chute as a means of dispensing Halloween candy while social distancing and keeping the potential spread of germs to a minimum. He said this will be a completely touch-free experience for trick-or-treaters. There will be a sign at the bottom of the tube showing them where to hold their bags and buckets so the candy can drop right in. Beatty said the candy will be factory sealed and he will be wearing gloves that he plans to change frequently to prevent the spread of germs. This should not be confused, by the way, with the Rob Spiewak candy shoot, which is not safe for work or any civilized discussion. That's right. How you doing? How's your candy shoot, Rob?
Yeah, you know what? Thanks for reminding me. I need to change my gloves.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Get your motor running.
We dedicate this one with peace and love to the masses, especially to Ernie at Desert Green. Call up.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to my homie from Nevada.
Ow. We got the Wappies winning ass picks.
Thursdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Winning ass podcast.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week.
Along with the Merle, the Carry, and the Diamond Pick of the Week.
Winning ass picks!
Don't make your picks until you check in with Nikki.
TMOS, baby, you know what I'm saying?
Light him up!
We out, y'all.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thursday, yeah.
All right, listen to this, folks. I want to get serious for a second here.
Yeah.
According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, and so do you. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. It is your privilege and your duty to make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered. Plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state if you can. All the information you need can be found at vote.org. It's that simple. You have a choice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you. And we are delighted to have vote.org as a fine supporter of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic.
They voted for us, and we appreciate that. So November 3rd, that's the date, people. Make sure you vote, folks. Vote. Thank you very much. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is, let me see, this is already September 22nd?
Yep.
Wow.
Do you know what happened today at 9:31 here in the Washington, D.C. area? Fall started.
Summer, you're fired.
And...
Autumn, you're hired.
So it is now fall in Washington, D.C. What was your temperature this morning? It was 39 in Leesburg when I woke up this morning.
It was chilly. I'm still wearing a jacket and I'm comfortable, so it's here.
But luckily, this is here, 113.
Luckily, our president's keeping track.
Summer, you're fired.
And
Autumn, you're hired.
Nice. Yay, Autumn. Yay, Autumn.
This is my favorite tape today because I love when you find stuff out about songs that you've been listening to your entire life that you didn't know. If you look on the cover of Dolly Parton's album that has the song 9 to 5 on it, in very small print at the bottom, it says Nails by Dolly. Okay? It doesn't mean anything to me. The typewriter sound in the song 9 to 5 at the beginning is Dolly's acrylic fingernails tapping on a microphone. She actually
That's not a real typewriter?
No, that's her nails. Listen.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen.
Well, you don't have beautiful acrylic nails though, Mike, so it might not work. We can try.
No. No. Not the same.
Wipe out.
That's cool.
I like that.
Thank you very much.
But anyway, so that's I always thought it was a typewriter.
Kind of now makes me skeezed out a little bit to hear that.
Really? Yeah, with all her dirty acrylic fingernails.
Nails on a microphone, right?
I'm sure she washes and sings Happy Birthday. She's got clean,
solid
clean
rhythm.
Toddlers are, if nothing else, massive mimics. They love to imitate their parents and other people around them. This was on Instagram yesterday. It's a toddler that walks up to a toilet and imitates her mom having morning sickness.
No. Do you feel better? Oh, better?
So it was funny because she goes to the toilet, makes that
Busy
horrible
dad.
Retching
she's
sound.
She's got a toddler and she's already pregnant again.
Yeah, well, you know what? Keep them in the kitchen, Mike. Keep them in the kitchen.
Rob,
what the hell?
Hit the thing for yourself. There.
All right. People bought tickets to a Spanish opera. And they got there, and particularly in the cheap seats, they were worried because even though they were mostly masked up, there was no space in between each seat. They had been promised social distancing, and they sold the opera out. The audience grew irate, and when the curtain started to go up, they started to clap and wouldn't stop clapping until they called off the show.
You know who I am. I'm Mo Green.
That's right. So they actually got their money back, and the Spanish Opera House has promised to socially distance in the future. Congratulations to your Las Vegas Raiders, who beat the Saints last night in their home opener, 34-24.
From 54, try and put this game away. Ooh. Daniel Carlson, the leg, and plenty of it. Listen
Way to go,
crowd.
Vegas.
Oh, so great.
Way to go, Las Vegas. Vegas. Way to go. Great for that's cool.
Yeah, and very also, cool. we were out there when they were finishing up the stadium. It does on the outside look like a gigantic Roomba, but inside, because there was nobody in the seats, all you saw were just miles and miles of black seats. It was such a great looking game.
It was
game
great.
Last night.
So many people would have loved to go to that. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter who was there. No, they weren't letting anybody in.
You know who I am?
Who?
I'm Mo Green.
I heard that before they called off the attendance, The average ticket price for that home opener was going to be, the average price, $800 a ticket.
Whoa, it's a great market to go into for football.
Even the announcers were giddy about going out.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, what are we going to do tonight?
You know what I also like about it? It's still the Raiders who have hopped from here to there to everywhere. Yeah. And they didn't mess around with the uniforms or anything. It's the Raiders, right?
That's right.
You got the Raiders. It's perfect. It's a perfect fit for the NFL.
Well, you know what they say, Mike? They say the autumn wind is a pirate.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
There it is. Yes.
Blustering in from sea, with a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
You know, it's a good thing John Facenda had that voice, because if, like, Harvey Fierstein did that read, it would be different.
The autumn wind is a pirate. The autumn wind, rather.
It all depends on who you hire.
Correct, Rob.
Mike, I know you're in Florida. Thank goodness you're not in Alabama. Do you know that they are still having trouble with displaced alligators from Hurricane Sally?
No, look at that alligator that is right outside the window. He's going into the neighbor's driveway. This is why we don't want to go outside out here on the island.
Yeah.
Oh, he is a monster. And,
and then she used her fingernails to sell a
that
typewriter.
That is the greatest Alabama accent. That is pure, 100% real. Play that again.
One more time.
That is a definitive Alabama accent. Listen to this.
Y'all, look at that alligator that is right outside the window. He is going into the neighbor's driveway. This is why we don't want to go outside out here on the island. Oh, he is a monster.
Well, maybe he'll go back home.
Nibers. You can't even pronounce that the right. Nibers.
Maybe he'll go back home now that it's cooler.
Autumn, you're hired.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget, Fruitcake Future is still for sale. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and pick up your fruitcake, people. It'll make your holidays better.
Yes.
It really will, because this has been a crappy year. Make it a little brighter and help support TMOS. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow, including our mailbag for all of you. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MichaelMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, okay? Ah!
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Well, I don't get the brain man.
Is yet to come.